Welcome to the free daily Bible study podcast, a daily journey through the unfolding story of the Bible based on the McShane Bible reading plan. My name is Jacob Gerber, and today's meditation for June 4th comes from Deuteronomy 8. Deuteronomy 7 through 9 contains three separate reflections on the scandal of particularity, the subject we discussed in our meditation from Deuteronomy 4. In these chapters, Moses raises three possibilities to explain why Israel might be receiving the blessings of Yahweh, including the full wealth and prosperity of the Promised Land. And then he knocks each one down. It is neither because of Israel's size in Deuteronomy 7, nor because of their righteousness in Deuteronomy 9 that Yahweh has lavished his love upon them. And here in Deuteronomy 8, Moses explains that it is also not Israel's strength that will cause them to take possession of the land of Canaan. So, Deuteronomy 8 begins with a plea for Israel to remember Yahweh and all that Yahweh had done for them. Moses reminds Israel that even where the wilderness had humbled Israel, Yahweh nevertheless fed his people with manna and clothed his people in garments that did not wear out through the entire 40 years that they had waited to enter into Canaan, in Deuteronomy 8, verses 1 through 5. Yahweh did this, Moses explains, to test Israel, to see whether they would keep his commandments in Deuteronomy 8, verse 2, and to teach them that man does not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord, in Deuteronomy 8, verse 3. But Moses also understands that Israel will likely forget these lessons that they learned through suffering in the wilderness, so he issues this stern warning. Beware lest you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gotten me this wealth, in Deuteronomy 8, verse 17. If Israel gives in to allowing this arrogance to fester in their hearts, Moses reasons, they will be drawn away to serve and worship false gods instead of the living God who did give them these blessings. As we look upon our own lives, it is remarkably easy to believe that we have gained for ourselves all that we possess, rather than remembering that all good gifts come down from the Father of lights, as James points out in James 1, verses 16 through 17. Even the king Nebuchadnezzar, the mighty ruler of Babylon, could not take credit for building his empire. And when he tried to do so, God struck him down to live as an animal with the beasts of the field because of his pride, in Daniel 4, verses 28 through 37. Rather than bragging about our achievements with pride, we ought to ask, like Paul, what do you have that you did not receive? If you then received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? In 1 Corinthians 4, verse 7. Examine your heart. Do you give all glory to the God who graciously gives us all things, along with the most precious gift of all, his Son Jesus Christ? Or do you secretly credit your own strengths, abilities, or intelligence for your achievements and possessions in life? Thanks for listening to the free daily Bible study podcast. If you're looking for Bible study curriculum for a Sunday school or a small group, check out my book, That You May Know, A Primer on Christian Discipleship. It's a close study of 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John that explores what it means to follow Jesus as a disciple. To learn more about the book or to download the first two chapters as a sample, go to discipleshipbook.com.